Good evening, everyone. We'll have a quick class on what is a siyum. So, it says in the laws of learning Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, in the Codex, it says when you learn Torah, so when you finish a section, the section could be a book of Torah, it could be all the books of Torah, it could be a tractate in Talmud, something that you invested a substantial amount of time learning, so then, a substantial amount of effort and time learning, so then you're supposed to celebrate upon completion, and that's what's called a siyum. This is based on King Solomon made a big feast when he was granted so much wisdom. So that's the first source we have that people make celebration on completion of Torah. We do this every year on Simchat Torah. We celebrate the completion of reading of the Torah, but this is halacha. Now, the concept behind it is an important one. It's not only the celebration of the Torah, it's a celebration of completing something. In time management, one of the things they teach you is that when you start your day or when you start a period within your day, make a list of what you want to do. And the advantage of making a list is not only to organize your thoughts, but also because when you check things off the list, you get a sense of accomplishment, and that drives you to accomplish more. Very often, a person can accomplish and not sense a sense of accomplishment. I personally recommend, I recommend that you guys do this, but I could tell you it's a good idea within the framework of your jobs as well. But I recommend you do it here in the Mahon, that periodically, every month or every 2 months, you sit down with someone who has a picture of what you're supposed to do and ask them, where am I holding? How am I doing? I once worked for an employer. I worked very hard. I worked many hours overtime. Reached the end of the year only to hear from the CEO of the company that they were very displeased with what I was doing. And I said, how could you be displeased? I'm giving you so much free time. And they said, you're giving us a lot of effort, but not in areas that are important to us. And I thought to myself, that's terrible. I gave them so much effort, and yet this wasn't what was important to them. And I vowed after that, I said to myself, not a vow, but I said to myself, I'm not doing this mistake again. I made up with them, with the CEO of the company, that every 2 months we have a meeting. And then initially I asked for one every month. I want a report card. I don't want to invest my energies in things that are not important to you. I'm working hard. I wanted to, if I'm putting in the effort, I want to know I'm putting it in the right places. So this is true in employment and life in general, but it's also true in yeshiva. We had a star student here, a guy who today is half a rabbi and he's going to be a big rabbi soon. When he was here, he studied for about a year, and then I asked him, what are your plans for next year? And he said, well, I think I'm going to leave and go do a degree. And I said, you realize you're the best student we've had here in years? He said, no. This guy came in, he barely knew how to read Hebrew. By the end of his first year here, he was learning Talmud on a level of Beis Medrash. Genius. Mamash, what takes the average person 4 or 5 years to accomplish, he did in under a year. Mamash, a genius, but he had no appreciation for what he was accomplishing. So it's very important for each of us to have that feedback. I highly recommend you choose someone. Most likely your morning rabbi is the best one. And you tell him, I want feedback. Could we meet once every 2 months? And then you follow up with them. Get the feedback. How are you doing? How are you advancing? It's very hard to see oneself, right? Shakespeare, we have a professor here for Shakespeare, right? Someone wrote on their resume they like Shakespeare. It was you, Mr. Payne? Okay. For the eye can see not itself. Who said? Now you're on the... For the eye can see not itself, but with the aid of a mirror.
Lynn
the
Tempest?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Okay, I put you on the spot.
No, that's
okay.
Fine.
That was Antonius de Brutus when he was trying to convince him to assassinate Caesar.
There we go.
So, right, okay.
That was actually my next guess.
Sorry, I bit you to it. At any rate, fine. I shouldn't have put you on the spot. I'm sorry. But at any rate, so there is this concept, the eye can see not itself. We didn't need Antonius to tell us that, right? We know that, but it's true in general. And what a siyum does for us is a siyum helps us realize I've accomplished something. It gives us the drive to move forward. Now, my eldest brother told me once, he said, whenever you finish something, make a siyum. It drives you to move forward. When someone else is making a siyum, go attend the siyum. Because we have a tendency to start things and not finish them. And the mere fact that we join someone else's siyum drives us. It strengthens everyone present to move forward and accomplish and finish a task. Get it done. And so siyum is not only good for the one who's doing it, it's an halacha, but it's also very good. It strengthens a person to continue. It's also good for those who are attending. There is a custom, which I noticed Rabbi Feinstein did not adhere to when we made a siyum in the yeshiva. But nonetheless, this custom is quoted that whenever you finish something, you start the next thing right away. We do this on Simchat Torah. We finish the Torah, we right away start in Bereshit. And so there's this custom also in learning. I don't know why Rabbi Feinstein didn't do it. We would finish a tractate, he'd do the Hadron and say, okay, where's the pizza? Right? He wouldn't start the next tractate unless we really had a lot of time left for class. But he would not start that. And all my other teachers did. When we'd finish, before they'd start the celebration, they'd right away start the next tractate. So there wouldn't be a break, whatever tractate they were doing next. So that's one of the customs of Siyum, that when you end, you start the next one. Now let's take a few minutes just to understand what we said in the Siyum, because you guys are going to say this, I hope, a lot in your life. So let's understand what you say in a Siyum.